Blog Talk Radio.
Just try to keep the appearances. Yep, you'll be mad when you get what you don't have. So don't go away for the day like a nomad. Don't stay away for too long, I'll relapse. You're fighting away like I'm Captain AF. Oh, but you still my heart away. I would stay awake and wait for days.
Hi, welcome to Howe's New York with Brooklyn real estate attorney Robert Howe. Today we're previewing the Memorial Day Parade in Brooklyn with Brooklyn music icon Frankie Mara. Stay tuned for Bob.
Made up a story and told it to everyone. Even at East Lee still have to have it. Banging around like a red cachet rabbit. Oh, but you
everyone to Howe's New York. I'm your host again, Robert Howe, and we are talking about a multitude of topics including real estate, community, politics, real estate, and any hot topics of the day. We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyear Buyer, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I am here with my executive producer, Jason Versace of Rising Tide Marketing. We have as our guest this afternoon, Frankie Mara. Today, Frankie will be in the role of parade organizer and supporter and committee person for the Brooklyn Memorial Day Parade, which steps off this Monday at 11 a.m. in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And this is probably going to be the 146th year of this parade, making it one of the oldest parades in all of the nation. Frankie, welcome to our show again. We're hoping Frank is out there.
Well, you know, Bob, I may have some fans in Norway, if this reaches Norway, so I may have some fans, so I just want to wish everybody a happy Norwegian, 17th of May Norwegian holiday to my fans in Norway.
Well, strangely, Frank, I know you listened to my show last week. We had Arlene Rotola on talking about her parade, the 17th of May parade, and we have been getting feedback from people in Norway, because one of the her honorees were a Norwegian philanthropist, and
nice.
Some of his followers followed us in Norway. So, you know, we tell nothing but the truth over here on our show. So when we say we have people listening in Norway, we do. Now, the only thing we haven't nailed down is if anybody in Tierra del Fuego is listening, but hopefully you have some I know with your wide range circle of influence that you probably have a few people down there.
If we don't get one soon, I'll send one of my relatives over there.
So, Frank, it's always good to talk to you. Boy, you are doing a lot in Bay Ridge, and has anybody given you the nickname of the parade guy yet, or do they know you do anything else but parades?
Well, you know, I was the fundraiser guy for a while.
Okay.
And now I'm the parade. You know, the thing about a parade, and I've never been really associated with parades up until the last few years, or fundraising, and I've kind of found something I'm pretty good at. And, you know, parades are great. It's something that is shared throughout the world, really. I mean, you can go to any country, and there's some sort of parade going on, whether it's to it's just a fun parade with clowns and guys on stilts and tambourine men, or it's a ceremony that really crosses all generations, little kids, older people sitting there in chairs, and it's to honor someone's heritage. It's to honor a town, as the Brooklyn Parade, or it's to honor any form of in this case our veterans. And I mean, when the Yankees win the World Series, we honor them. And parades are just absolutely great, so I don't mind being involved with being called a parade guy. But as you know, Bob, parades cost money, and when you know, you see those marching bands and the pipers and a lot of other good things there. They come at a cost. And, you know, the one thing that people say to me is, oh, I didn't know you had to pay for the pipe and drum bands. Well, there's transportation. There's a whole bunch of logistics involved. So it goes hand in hand. These parades are not cheap, and the fundraising is just a part of it. The parade is a result of what everybody's done in fundraising.
Right, exactly. And it also takes a lot of organizing, and, you know, you're up to it with your experience with other parades. But, you know, let me tell you, part of your personality, though, Frank, even though we might start calling you the parade guy from here forward, is that you identify problems and issues and needs in the Bay Ridge community, and rather than just wring your hands and say, oh, boy, that's horrible, you jump right into the fray and take over, and you know, that's a commendable, you know, trait that I think is appreciated throughout the community.
Well, you know, Bob, being a musician and being in front of a lot of people constantly, I can move things probably quicker than somebody else, and I'm not quite up to the peak of notoriety as you are, but I'm getting there, and I could mobilize people and musicians at a moment's notice, and I now have the infrastructure that I know how to fundraise pretty quickly without this tedious planning, and raise money for something, whether it's a cause or for a parade. And also, I'm pretty fortunate that a lot of people, if I say we need to do this, people mobilize and they help out. And Bay Ridge is the perfect community, and Brooklyn is the perfect town to have those people, because they really do come out and support.
Yes, absolutely. Frank, you know, you mentioned that you're a musician. I didn't know that about you. And it's funny, because we could be using, or we do need a musical director. The last guy we had pooped out on us. So maybe
we'll pick your brain about being the
new musical director for our show.
Well, I think being on your show three or four times, I agree that music at the beginning is not the but I have some ideas. I'll get in touch with Jason. I promise you, if the parade is more of a priority, I hope you understand.
No, we know how to prioritize here. We know what's important and what's not, and our music is low on the priority list.
And you know, Bob, go ahead.
No, you go.
On this parade for the Memorial Day, it's funny is that, as you know, I'm the president of the St. Patrick's Parade, and I'm involved in not only raising the funds for the parade with my board, a terrific board that I have and committee, but I'm also involved in the actual lineup of the parade, what goes in, and all the things that are involved in the parade. I'm fortunate on the Memorial Day parade that I am the freelance fundraiser to help the Kings County veterans do their parade. They need X amount of dollars, and I get close to it, or I do get the whole thing. Give it to them and say, this is what you need, do your best. And so I'm not involved in the parade per se, but I do march in the parade. But with the Memorial Day parade, I chose to help them get the money, and I don't want to cheat them out of being involved in so many other things that I can't attend their meetings or something like that. So they do a terrific job of running the parade. And they have asked some advice with me doing the St. Patrick's Parade. So I hope in the future that we cross-pollinate like I've done with Arlene for the New Egypt Parade, and we kind of trade ideas so to make the parades better. But this Memorial Day Parade, like I said, 3 years ago, I've never attended, and I'm ashamed to say I never attended because we were involved in barbecues. But you know me, Bob, I'm always a straight shooter. I've never missed a Memorial Day Parade since, and I never will. It's something that had to slap me in the face to realize that, first of all, these guys needed money, and the second of all, the importance of this is one of the most important parades to honor veterans. We're not honoring the Yankees who get paid millions of dollars to play ball. We're not honoring anything but guys who went over to a foreign land in a foxhole, didn't know if this was going to be the last day. And some, a lot of them didn't come back, and some of them did, and some of them have are dealing all their life with issues. And this is the most important honor that you can honor somebody, is that we remember what they did for you, and it gives us the freedom to have these parades. It gives us the freedom, Bob, to be discussing it here. It's just unreal what these. When I march alongside these soldiers, I'm really not worthy to march alongside them. It's unbelievable, and they're so proud of the service they did, so proud of the soldiers that fought alongside of them and didn't come back. And it's just, I get emotional talking about it. It's a very, very important thing, close to my heart. And as long as I'm in Brooklyn and I'm alive, I'm going to raise money for this parade to keep it in Bay Ridge.
Well, you make a good point. I mean, these are the true heroes of our community, not a sports guy, not a rock star, not a politician, but, you know, as you point out, people who risk their lives, you know, so that we can be talking on Blog Talk Radio today, you know, without censorship or any sort of restrictions, you know, on us.
Absolutely.
Frank, I do want to touch on a point you brought up earlier about, you know, fundraising and the need for funds. And you're correct. A lot of people believe that these bands just show up and volunteer their time. And although, you know, some of them do, and some of them do for a low fee, attendance fee, you know, they do have their own expenses, transportation, et cetera, you know, food and things like that, maybe insurance, you know, that they have to cover. So there are some built-in expenses which people, the observers, think just a group of bands get together and march down the avenue and there's no cost to anybody. But there is some cost, and unfortunately the costs are rising. I know on 3rd Avenue when we put up our holiday lights, people think that the city puts them up when really the merchants put them up, and we do it at an expense anywhere between $15,000 and $20,000. And, you know, many people don't appreciate that there are a lot of cost involved in producing that. So what you've been able to add to the Veterans Parade, as you point out, they're doing a good job of organizing and marching on their own. You've added the element that they desperately needed, and the reason they almost folded a couple of years ago, they were unable to raise funds for even the minimum cost of running a parade.
Bob, you're right. I mean, I know when I speak to the veterans and the organizers, they have the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts involved, and they like to buy a little patch so they put it on their uniform, and that's, when you're a Boy Scout, that's what you want is a patch to put on for Memorial Day that you march in the parade. There's insurance costs. People have no clue that when you run a parade and you're an organization, whether you're a non-profitable organization, that you need to take out sometimes $3 million liability in case somebody gets hurt.
Sure.
That insurance for the day can run you anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 just for the day insurance, and people don't realize that. The marching bands, these are bands in high schools and organizations like the New York Police Department, and if you get 40 people in a pipe and drum and you're paying them $800, well, you don't have to be a mathematician to know that's $20 a person, and really they don't really get that money. They have to rehearse. They do. Sometimes they have to rent the place to do their routines, transportation. So they do it because they love to play in parades. It's about the event, and it's not about somebody will say, well, they charge $800. Some to do it for free. It's cost, and nobody's getting rich off of marching in parades.
No.
If you have 40 people in your pipe and drum, and you're paying them $800 or $1,600. And getting 20 to 40 bucks a person. Nobody's getting rich. This is not a money-making proposition by pipe and drum bands. And sometimes if it's a high school, the money goes to the high school to further the program. You know what happens in schools. Programs go away, and especially the first programs that are hit are cultural programs, arts and culture. And it's important that, you have to pay these people to march because they need to keep their programs alive or else if they go out of the schools, music and pipe and drum bands get discontinued in schools, then you're not going to have bands to march, and you're not going to have parades.
Right, and the, plus they also need outlets which you provide, to perform, which is the essence of their being. Frank, tell us, you've been involved. This will be your third year.
This is the third year I raised money for the veterans.
How has it evolved since that first year when you recognized, that the organizers had, financial issues? How have you seen the parade evolve over the 3 years?
Well, the first year, and I've got to give credit, and Linda Gallagher, who's my vice president of the St. Patrick's Parade, she had sent me a message saying that she saw in the Daily News that that the Veterans Parade money had been cut off by the there was no money in state and city budgets for the veterans. And, she says, Frankie, how can this happen? Veterans. So I actually called up Prisco DeAngelis and went down to see him. And at that time, I had a very little clue of what I was going to do. But that's usually my life. I fly sometimes by the seat of my pants, although I am organized when I have to be. And I went down there and gave the first $1,000. They told me what they need, and it could be anywhere from $20,000 to $25,000. I gave them the first $1,000, and my good friend Mike Brocken saw the story on Channel 11. He kicked in $1,000, and some money started coming in. I vowed to Prisco and all the organizers that I would get the rest of the money. And we did get the rest of the money. And then the second year was a little more it was much better. I came up with this idea of a raffle, getting Bay Ridge involved. And what happened was the 16 restaurants, I got 16 restaurants in Bay Ridge, to kick in a $100 gift certificate to their restaurants. And it helps promote them. And I sold raffles, and those raffles raised about $12,000 on that prize. And I did the same thing this year, and they raised around $11,000. And overall, we raised a little over $20,000 in one day. And to get the bands, all I have to do is send a message out to the bands. And I have more than enough bands that want to play and want to honor the veterans, or if I have to do another fundraiser we did for Hurricane Sandy or any other community. It's kind of, Now, I don't want to say easy, but I can mobilize bands and people rather quickly. And, you know, when you do, after a while, when you get a good track record of getting things done, and, you know, the St. Paddy's Parade was one of the best parades we've had in Bay Ridge, and we, you know, we moved it to Third Avenue because we had to. And when you've got a good track record, people kind of trust you and say, you know what, I know this guy's doing, is on to something, doing the right thing. And they've made it easier in trusting me in doing stuff like this. So, but this is a very important parade, you know, and as is every other parade, but this is, like you said, it's to honor the real heroes, soldiers. And, you know, Bob, the other thing that I tell veterans when I speak to them is I like to be up front. I was not never, you know, I was had a draft card during the Vietnam War, and I wasn't for the war. But my cousin went to the war, went to fight in Vietnam, and I tell the Vietnam veteran, you know, I really wasn't for that war, but I'm for you guys because you went over there, no questions asked, and you laid your life on the line, and especially the Vietnam veterans who came back really not to any too much fanfare.
Correct.
They were kind of, you know, insulted and looked down upon, and I laid out there. I'm not going to say I was gung ho for that war, but they kind of like the honesty, and I don't have anything but the most highest respect for all soldiers, and particularly the Vietnam veterans who kind of just got lost in the fray, didn't get their own memorial until a few years back, and I mean, that's how I feel. And then the other thing is, you know, we have kids now, Bob, that could have easily, in the draft days, been drafted into the service and went over to a foreign land. We don't have the draft anymore. But I can't imagine, Bob, going to bed late at night and worrying about where my kid is in a foxhole, if my kid's in harm's way. And with that, you gain so much respect for the soldiers and respect for the family, whether it's a husband and wife or a mother and father, going to bed every night, difficult to put your head on the pillow worrying about your kid or your spouse or your dad or your mom. And if that doesn't really tug at your heart to support this parade or to come out on Monday and salute the veterans, then I don't know what would.
Absolutely. No, you bring up a good point. Frank, and now you're talking about, you know, Vietnam veterans. How about, I know we talked last year about trying to engage both more Vietnam veterans and veterans of the subsequent wars, but primarily in the Middle East. Have you seen an increase in their participation?
Absolutely. And I don't want to, what seems to be happening is that the soldiers who, it's a different war. The Afghan war and the Iraq war was not your typical war where you either had a draft or, you know, World War One and World War Two were very what they call glorious wars. And it's not glorious kind of, but you came home and there was fanfare and the honoring of soldiers. In these wars, there were a lot of reserve soldiers who were pulled, who never thought they, you know, wanted to serve in some way, but never thought they'd be in a foreign land in a foxhole. And that's women and men, more women, you know, nowadays, who were pulled out of their normal life of raising a kid, maybe a mother who was in the reserve for 3 or 4 years, all of a sudden has to go off to Iraq or Afghanistan and fight a war. And the husband is left there, and the burden that was left on them financially, emotionally, psychologically, is much different than any other, I think, any other war. And I think what happens is that a mother or a father come home, and they just want to try to blend back into life and kind of leave that behind and just, I want to see my kid. When I left, was 4 months. He's now six. I did four tours in Iraq. He's six now. You know what? I just want to catch up with the years that I wasn't there for him. And I think that's what's happening, and it's very difficult, and it's a challenge, I know, for the veterans to get those soldiers to march in a parade, to be, you know, let us honor them. And you know what? One side of me says, come on, let's honor you. And the other side can really understand, because these are people coming back, Bob, with maybe foreclosed homes because the situation was they had to put their job on hold and there wasn't a salary coming in. They're dealing with loans. And my thing, and I kind of applaud Nicole Malatakis because she has taken some sort of lead on this, is that we need this country to open the doors to any resources that soldiers need, whether it's psychological, financial, what any of, and it doesn't have to be a disabled soldier. It could be any soldier who served. And doing that, I think you may have the soldiers then say, hey, you know what? I am being honored. They're helping me out. They're helping me psychologically. They're helping me not be foreclosed on my house. They're helping me get my job back. And I think if we did a better job of that, I think then you would have a lot of these Iraq and Afghanistan soldiers who fought in those wars, I think they would be more open to be honored and march in the parade. Until that happens, I don't. It's very difficult.
Frank, give us a good analysis. Give us a little overview of what we can expect Monday morning at 11 o'clock.
Well, what's nice is if you get there early, Bob, and I know in front of Vincent Gentile's office, they put donuts and coffee, and I know Sabu did bagels and coffee. And if you get there early, you can talk to the veterans. I mean, they're just a great bunch. They're smiling. They're wearing their flags. They're wearing their hats. And so I would advise anybody who wants to get there early and go on 87th Street, you can talk to the veterans and just, you know, and if you're, like I said, if you're a soldier to kind of, and you were kind of hesitant about marching, talk to them. They want to honor you. The older soldiers want to honor the younger soldiers. So that's pretty cool. But you're going to see, since we've been doing the fundraising about 3 years ago, you're going to see an outpouring, because what the committee has told me is that since we've put this on the forefront and did our fundraiser in April and really put this on the front page, that the attendance has been at a phenomenal pace. It's been packed on the avenues saluting. And you know what? I never realized that would be the result. I knew we could raise money, but to see the people come out and wave and thank the soldiers. Few people came up to me and thanked me. I don't need to be thanked. I should never be in this position to be fundraising for a parade. This is what we need to do. This country and the state and city need to keep this alive. But you know what? The situation has been thrown into the people of Brooklyn and Bay Ridge particularly. And you know what? And this is not a knock on anybody. When you give it to the people, it's called power to the people. They pull through. They never disappoint. And it's the thing that makes me love Brooklyn and Bay Ridge, that people come out and, you know, so when somebody thanks me for doing the, now, you got to thank the veterans. Those are the guys who are the true heroes. And then in thanking them, the way you could really thank them is come out on Monday, and when we do the fundraiser, support it. Give what you can. We're not asking for a lot of money. Give what you can, because Joni Mitchell once said, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And we've seen, Bob, in my lifetime and in your lifetime, we're about the same age. You're a little older than me, Bob. We've seen so many things, Bob, go. And you could go on Facebook and you see all the memories. People go, remember this theater, remember this theater. And the reason why they go away is lack of support. There's no other lack of support is some landlord throwing a monkey in the wrench in the equation. And we do not want to lose a parade, especially the Memorial Day. And Bob, talking about parades, I'm a little involved in the Ragamuffin. They named me Man of the Year, so here comes another parade that I find myself in, but it's a great honor as well. And your logo on me, Parade Man, might be have some some merit to it.
It may stick. I know you're probably going to shake a few cobwebs out of the ragamuffin.
Wow. It's another parade that's going for 40 something years, and it's parades are fun. They're fun.
Frank, we only have about 30 seconds left, so if someone wants to go on the internet, find more information about Monday, where are they looking for you?
Well, there's the United Military Veterans of Kings County. There's a website there. If somebody wants to look at Frankie Marion, send me a message. I get the information. If I don't have the information, I can get it from Ray Oliver, who's the parade chairman now. And what I would just say to people, come down. You know what? You can have the parade starts at 11. The parade lasts maybe 45 minutes going to Cannonball Park. The ceremony is the most touching ceremony that you'll ever see. And you know what? You can have your barbecue 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. It is something else to see. And if that ceremony, when they play taps at Cannonball Park in the view of the most beautiful bridge in the world, and that Fort Hamilton and that fort that once protected New York Harbor, if that doesn't send chills up your spine and makes your blood go in the veins, in your veins, I don't know what will. It's an unbelievable ceremony. So I welcome everybody to come and honor the veterans.
And I think they can find you, Frank, too, on BrooklynMemorialDayParade.com. Is that correct?
You know what? I don't know, Bob. I don't want to give them.
Well, I know we do our research here.
No, then you know better than I do. More, you know, with this parade, I'm more of a freelancer. They asked me to go on the board, and I didn't feel I could do them justice on the board and be more helpful to them as a kind of freelance fundraiser for them, and they do let me march in the front, which is quite an honor to march alongside the veterans. But you're right, Brooklyn Memorial, yes, and I do have a hat with that. So
BrooklynMemorialDayParade.com with all the information for the 2013 parade. And Frankie, we got to thank you. Our half hour went fast. You're a great guest, and you're a great Bay Ridgeite. And
is there a club like Saturday Night Live has a club for host, and like Tom Hanks has hosted 10 times. Is there going to be a club soon, a Bob Out club on who's been on the show more?
Well, you're right up there, and I think we're going to book you for the Ragamuffin Parade radio show. Jason says he's penciling you in right now for that. You'll be a regular every other month.
My goal is to beat Chuck Oady.
No, Chuck is, although Chuck's a good guest, I think you have him beat by, you know, a dozen shows itself. Frank,
I love it.
We'll see you in the neighborhood, and you're doing a great job.
It's always a pleasure. I'm on it, and I will work on that theme, I promise you. I've got a little time over the summer, so I will work on that theme. But you keep doing what you're doing, Bob. It's always you're a treasure to the community.
Thank you.
And it's always good to see you on the circuit, whether it's in Chadwick's restaurant or someplace else, and to talk to you. I admire what you do for the community, and you and Diana and your whole family is just great. You know how I feel about you.
Great, and vice versa. Thanks, Frank. We'll chat, and we'll see you in the neighborhood.
Take care, Bob. Bye, Jason.
Well, this concludes today's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guest, Frankie Marra. Frankie Marra is the new parade guy in Bay Ridge, and he's helping to keep traditions alive in Bay Ridge, and has stepped in once again to assist the veterans to make sure that their parade goes on uninterrupted. And I think they're probably celebrating their 146th year of Memorial Day parades. And Frank recognized the need for his assistance, jumped in without questioning, and as you heard, the parade is growing and on the upswing. We also learned that Frank is a musician on the side, and he probably also has a full-time job on the side, but he is a full-time parade guy in Bay Ridge, soon to be with the Ragamuffin Parade, you know, coming up in the fall, which coincides with the Third Avenue Festival weekend. Well, we thank him for sharing his insights with us. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night, a good morning, and a good afternoon. I am your host, Robert Howe.